You know, Yerushalayim is in the news right now, as you well know, probably. So I'm not going to talk politics at all, but just because Yerushalayim is in the news, if the world is talking about Yerushalayim, then obviously we should be thinking more about Yerushalayim than we otherwise would. Yerushalayim is always in our thoughts, but one inyan that very much ties into Yerushalayim for all of us is the inyan of a friendship, the inyan of creating unity, creating bonds between us. You know, that Kufcha Beis in Tehillim talks about the inyan of Kiir Shechubra LaYachta, with the city, and there's a comment in Yushalmi, Shemechaberes Yisrael Zeh LaZeh, Sheosa Koyisol Chaberim is another lashon that you find. The idea of creating a sense of Chaberus, a sense of unity, L'man Achai V'Reyoi, Adabar Nasholem Bach, that's in Kufcha Beis in Tehillim, Achai V'Reyoi. I found something very interesting, the inyan of friendship. The sefer I found is in Shari Ora, Rav Bergman, son of Rav Shach, has an essay in Parshas Vayeshev, where he notes, generally we say when a word appears for the first time in Chumash, that gives you insight into the meaning of the word. What is the yisod of that inyan? Look at the first reference in Chumash. So where is the first time in Chumash we find the inyan of Reya? Reya as a friend. So he points out, it's in Parshas Vayeshev, in the middle of Vayeshev, with the story of Yehuda and Tamar. And Yehuda, you know, you read the story, typically you don't pay that much attention to such details, finer details, but Yehuda had a friend. And the Torah refers to him as such. He writes in the middle of the section here, in Perek Lamed Ches. He married a woman and she dies. Vayinochem Yehuda, Vayala goes veitzono hu v'chira, re'eu adulami tenasa. So he had a friend, Chira. And this Chira is re'ehu. Chira re'eu adulami tenasa. And this is happening in connection to the mice, of course, of Yehuda and Tamar, when, as a result of the fact that she wanted so much to become connected to the family, she did what she did, Hashem Shemaim, of course, Vayechshedel Lizona, and Yehuda was overcome by temptation, however we understand it, Chazal say that he was a malach, that Ke'ilu was forcing him to succumb, and Vayeter al Aderech, and she asked for some kind of a ravon, you know, until he gives her the ravon. Until he sends her the Izim, so he has to give her an Eravon, which he does. And then he promised her the Gdi Izim, so he has to send it to her. Again, Re'ehu. So the same person, his appearance as a Re'av Yehuda is in connection to something that Yehuda wouldn't exactly be proud of. Yehuda succumbed in some way. You see Yehuda did tshuva. And this is where we find Re'ehu. He sent him Lakachas Ha'eravim Yad Ha'isha to get the Eravon back, the Chosam Chof Sirecha, in order to send him to Ha'isim. He can't find her. What is the takeaway from here? Apparently, he says that you see that what is a friend? A friend is somebody that you know you can trust even when you're not at your best. Even when you make a mistake, even when you do things that you would have rather not done and you wouldn't have thought that you could have done it. And yet there's a person that you can know that they'll still accept you for who you are. That's why you find after here the emphasis on Re'ehu. And he quotes a Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos in Avos, who says this basic idea. The Rambam on the Mishnah, Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Uknei Lecha Chaver, says some very interesting things. And I'll read you a line or two from the Lashon of the Rambam. Knei lecha chaver says, Sheyia le'adam ohev tiftach nafsho bo, that you feel secure, lo yisharmem mimenu, lo b'maisa v'lo b'dibur. You don't have to feel that you're guarded in terms of what you say and what you do. V'yodi eyu kohen yanav. And you can tell that person everything that you want to tell them. Hatov behem v'hamagune. The good and the not so good. Nibilti sheyare mimenu sheyasigeyu b'chol derech yisarah. In other words, you know that if you share something that you are embarrassed about, that person won't make you feel worse. They'll still embrace you, they'll still validate you, they'll still accept you. Lo etzlo v'lo zulasa. Ki shegia lo'ada bitachon b'izzeh, lo'imatze minucha gedola b'dvarav u'b'havaso harbeh. That is where a person feels secure. It's amazing psychological insight that today is mature very much, you know, people can relate to it. But this is really the Rambam on the Mishnah, Tnei L'chachavim. So it's a very important idea to recognize what is friendship, what is re'ehu. And I was thinking just a step further. There's a famous Rashi in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, the story of Hillel, where many stories mention that Amud, Gemara, where individuals came to Hillel, first to Shammai, then to Hillel, asks them to convert them, to negayer them, and Hillel finds a way to do it, to work with the person. So one of the stories is, of course, the person says, be megayer me when I'm standing on one foot. Kishani omer al regel achas. So Hashanah couldn't relate to this. Dachvo b'amas abinyan shebiyado. Velef me Hillel gire. What did Hillel say? The whole Torah lies in the following. Da'aloch sane, l'chavach lo savid. That is to you detested, l'chavach lo savid. Don't do to others. This is everything in the Torah. The rest is just commentary. Okay, so this is the idea of Hatracha Kamocha, right? That's the obvious idea. Rashi says something interesting. First pshat of Rashi. Da'aloch sani l'chavach lo savid. Re'acha ve're'acha v'icha al tazov. Pasuk in Mishri Chav Zayin. What does that mean? Re'acha ve're'acha v'icha al tazov. Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is your friend. Al tavar al dvarav. Shari aloch sanui. If you wouldn't want it for yourself, that someone would double cross you, Sheva Chavercha al dvarecha, so then don't do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't cross, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see the idea that Reus extends to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, that means, number one, what it says in Rashi. That means that just like you wouldn't want someone to double-cross you, so you don't want to betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a friend. But it also means, in light of what we just saw over here, that even if we, unfortunately, make mistakes, so what do we do then? So sometimes a person feels, if I messed up, then, like, forget it. Then I'm totally lost. But if you know that you have a friend, then you know that you come to your friend and you say, Afopikin, you know, accept me anyway. It means you make a mistake and you do an Aveira, whatever it is, and you feel bad. So instead of saying, so I'm so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now forget it. I'll just, you know, give it all up. To the contrary, you run to your friend. You know, come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you please accept me anyway. And you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you anyway. Doesn't mean Chatchila Echta V'Ashuv, of course not. You do the best you could not to make a mistake. That's the beginning of the Rashi, right? Not to do something to hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. You wouldn't want someone to do that to you. But meanwhile, the idea of a Reya is that you know that the Reya accepts you even with your faults, even with your failings, even when you make a mistake. It means we have to recognize, even with the relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not perfect, we make mistakes. But we know that if we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our friend, then we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu embraces us even when we've made a mistake. There's a Ramban in Chvayich Vayechi by Yaakov Avinu. I think he mentions B'toch HaDvarim. HaWakim HaRoa Osi Me'odi Ad HaYom HaZeh. Pashat Pshat HaRoa Osi means he's pastured. He's like a shepherd to me. But it's also Miloshin Reus. Yaakov was able to express in Vayechi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to me like a Reya, like a friend. It's a perspective to bring out. We have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and we try our best. And if we make a mistake, we still have a friend, because that's the essence of what a friend is, as you see, in terms of the very first reference in the Torah to the union of a friend.